You are welcome to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you.
The program that brings you everlasting life usually comes to you every Wednesday at this time. I'm William alongside Miriam, taking you up to the end of this program.
In our edition today,
Pastor Molly will tell us about the seal of God as part of the introduction, and Edison Man will be presenting different thinking in Morris as part of Family Life program for today.
Meanwhile, we also have beautiful songs to be presented, and our sermon for tonight will be preached by Pastor Charles Lagudarius, which is entitled The Law of the Nature.
For more details about our program, you can call us on 0782-780-867. Before that, let us have a spiritual word from Pastor Molly. You're welcome.
Our topic is the seal of God. Our reading is taken from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Here it says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ." And then that is in chapter 2, verse 13. In chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." So, the Holy Spirit places a mark, a seal, on those who accept Jesus as their Lord. In the last days, God has a people who remain faithful to him. They are sealed with God's name. Revelation chapter 14 verse 1 says, "Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their forehead." So the seal is given in the forehead, that's in the mind. It shows that people have made a decision to remain faithful to Jesus. Revelation 14 verse 12, it says to us, "This calls for patience, endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandment and remain faithful to Jesus. In the last days, there will be a test of obedience. Men and women will be forced to make a decision between the idolatrous worship of a man-made religion, image of the beast, and obedience and worship of God as creator. The Sabbath has also been a test for God's people. Those who truly love Jesus will keep his commandments as a sign of their love." John 14 verse 15 says, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." These obedient ones will receive the seal of God. Both the mark of the beast and the seal of God reveal the character of men. Those who rebel against the playing or against the pleading of God's Spirit and follow their own desires will receive the mark of the beast. Those who daily open their lives to Jesus and seek to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit will be strengthened by God. He will help them to resist the temptations and the delusion of Satan in the last days. They will receive the seal of God. So you, my brother and my sister down, it is time for you to have the seal of God. By the time when Jesus comes, you will be one of those who will receive him in the cloud. So it is time for you to do that. And I want to praise God for this time that you have taken the moment, so that let the seal of God be upon you so that you will receive. God bless you.
Coming next is a beautiful song, and after that, Idris Suleiman will share with us Family Life program about different thinking in marriage.
Peace. Thank you very much. Once again, I'm Khalid Rusliman. I'm very glad to invite you as we are going to conclude with our topic on differences in marriage or families. I'm very happy that we have been learning some practical things this week. Let's try to talk more about the type of differences that couple has and later give some ways how to deal with them. Today, we will look at some few differences in life that make each other of us a unique person. We will talk about values. Thank you so much as I introduce you to this topic. One person defines values as idea. Persons, objects, principles, or behaviors we prize or desire. Another person says values are whatever an individual thing a group considers of importance. In each automatic or conscious made decision, some values underlines the choice of one thing over against another. In essence, our values determines our priorities. Our values are revealed by our behavior. A person may claim to put God first in his or her life. However, if he or she really reads God's word, frequently engage in recreation rather than attending church, and participates in questionable activities, one would have to conclude that the person did not highly value God. Perhaps the two best measures of people's values are what they spend their money on and how they spend their money. While to some families means a lot to them, to others their business takes the first priorities. This divides the direction to which the family would like to go. Just as it is mentioned, most of these differences come involuntarily because they are a part of our lifestyle. While differences in values in some areas may be easily overcome, differences in values in other areas are more difficult to solve. That is why couples with similar religions and social background have more successful marriage. Values in areas of religion and finance are concerned with central areas of life. Thinking. Not everyone thinks in the same way. Different people use different thinking process. For example, some people think deal with problem by dividing it into different parts and deal with the parts separately. Others treat one problems as a unit. Other people use logical thinking, while some use perceptive reasoning. Our culture appears to encourage males and females to think differently. Boys are taught to think analytically, whereas girls are pushed to think conceptually. While there are no differences between the total scores of males and females on IQ tests, college entrance exams, and graduate record exams, males scores higher than females on the arithmetic component of these exams, while females score higher than on the verbal component. Since marriage involves a male and a female, two people who have been encouraged to think in different ways have to deal with each other. In thinking about perceptives activity, we need to distinguish between process and outcome. For example, if I ask you how many mangoes would be in a basket if 5 boys each place 5 mangoes in the basket, you could add 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5, or you could multiply 5 times 5. Both processes would produce the same answer, 25. One process treats the problem by parts, the other treats it as a whole, but both produce the same outcome. It is not uncommon to see couples have conflicts over thinking process when their concerns should be overcome or when their process should be over outcomes. One may arrive at a solution one day, one way, the other a different way. But if both processes produce similar outcomes, then there really is no difficult. I think thinking is very important to us. Most of us are quick in thinking. Some people are quick in thinking, but others are slow in thinking. In a class, others are very slow in understanding, and some are very quick in understanding. You find that others can pass, other people cannot pass. Why? We have different IQ level. You know, ladies and boys, they have different understanding. That's why you see for men, it takes time to react. They take time to get annoyed. But for women, you know, they are quick in action and quick in getting annoyed. Therefore, let us try to see that we have a common thinking. Let's consider other people's thinking. Let's see that we have different thinking and different level of understanding. Without thinking as a factor in family growing, it will be very difficult for us, because we see sometimes men are slow in decision making, but women, they are quick in making up some decision. Men, they wanted to analyze the issue. They wanted to discuss. They wanted to find out. They wanted to reason why. But some women, they take things just for granted. They take it just quick. Therefore, I beg that what? Let us try to consider one's or other person's thinking and direction to a problem or conflict in the family. I thank you so much as we have come to the hour end of this program. May God bless you so much. I beg that let us take what we learn from here and we put them into practice, into action. These things will help us so much to grow and to grow up strong in our love relationship and to build up a very strong family. Thank you so much as I sign out, Idris Suleiman.
You are tuned to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope. If you are still opening your radio, keep on listening. Don't go away. More programs are still coming your way.
For your comfortable life, we also have a free Bible correspondence school lessons, which lets you know more about Bible and physical health.
These courses include Basic Health, Step to Christ, Bible Discovery, Unsealing Daniel, Unlocking Revelation, and Personal Bible Study Guides.
Therefore, to get access to this, you can write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or call us on 07827808667.
Sometimes it is very hard for us to share what we have with others, and other people do not mind of helping others whenever they have, but is it good for us to help others or not?
Here comes to you, Pastor Lagu Charles, with an answer for the questions, so never tune away.
I would like to greet all of you who are listening to me. I'm your brother Charles Lagu Darius. I have a pleasure to be here today in the studio to share God's word together with you. Our topic for today is the law of nature. When we look around in our environment, the nature itself has a law which governs it. And the nature carefully follows its laws. And because of the constant dynamic of the nature rotating around us, we have a life. Look how each morning greets us, the sun coming out over the mountain, the wind blowing out, the nights and the days interact together closely. There's no one day that each one is against each other. They carefully follow their rotation. They carefully cooperate in keeping the law which govern them. So my brother and my sister, there's only one law which govern the nature. And this one law is the one giving us lesson for us to have life. One law of nature is giving. The nature always work in giving service to others. Look how the sun come. The sun give it light to us and it give it rays to us and we enjoy that. And also look in the nature, how the clouds are moving up in heaven. The clouds move around, and as they condense and they come together, they give us rain. And through that rain, our crops grow. And through that rain, we have our small stream, rivers, lakes, and ocean. They give to us for us to be how we are. It's through giving. And this law of nature has been expressed by somebody. Someone say there are three kinds of givers. Other people are like nails. For them to be giving, they must need to be heated strongly. And other people are like a sponge. For you to get something out of them, you must squeeze it. And other people like honeycomb. When you try to see all these three examples here, they are giving us great lesson. To get anything out of the nail, or even for you to get a nail out from the wood, you must to hit the nail with a hammer strongly. Then you will get the nail out from it. For you to get water out from the sponge, you must to squeeze the sponge tightly. The more you squeeze it, and then you will get water coming out from the sponge. And likewise, when you have a honeycomb in your hand, you can see the honeycomb just overflow, just gently, and it will just go down with its own sweetness from your hand. So likewise, in the world, we have all these three types of people in giving. Other people will never give unless you press them, you ask them, you talk to them, you hit them, then they will give for you. And other people will never give anything to you unless you quiz it, you press them out, and then they will give something for you. But here we can see the type of God love to us, which has been revealed in the nature here. We can see it from the honeycomb. You have seen honey. When you get your honeycomb from the forest and then you bring it, even though you put it on the plate like that, you can see the honeycomb continue to be flowing with its sweetness from the people. So God love is like that. God is a giver. Because he is a giver, he has modified us this nature in which we learn lesson. Do we one day ask for rain to come? The rain just come by itself. Do we ask that one day there will be sunshine or clouds? Each day we experience them. God persuade them and they work for us. And they give service to one another. The service continue to be going like that. So my brother, what are we learning today here? We are learning that for us to be what we are now today, there are services which we receive from other people. You are not the one cooking. You are not the one doing everything. There are some people specifically working for all this. Even the road you travel with, are you the one preparing and doing all this road? No. There are other people who are working and doing all this service. And the service all channeled, they flow and help each of us. And they give us life. There are other people who are working in the hospital. There are other people who are working on the road. There are other people who are working in schools. And there are other people who are working in the garden. They all give service. And all these services combine together and they give us life. And we are seeing all these services in the nature. That's why we say our topic is the law of nature. The law of nature is giving. So for you, day by day you stay alive. You are good, God gives you life. You are good, God gives you water. You are good, God gives you food. Good, God gives you security. You are good, God gives you shelter in which you enjoy day by day. Are you too also ministering, struggle to give service to other? The unfortunate thing in our life is just receiving, receiving, receiving. When you always receive, receive, one day you'll be dead because there are going to be no life in you. Life comes when you give out, because the more you give out, the more you'll be receiving with another hand. So try to see all this rain which come down to our ground here. They came down for us, they water the grass. The grass grow up, the animals, the cows, the goats are the one coming to eat this grass. And we are the one going to eat this, the cows and the goat. We are not giving to anyone up. Try to see the kind of the service. So we too also, when the more we give, we pass life on. So there's a challenge for us now, day by day, now as we live. Do people press us to give to them? Will people also hit us to give to them? Or our service just overflow to our neighbor? Our service flow to the people who in which we interact together with. So here Paul say in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. For God loves a cheerful giver. Do we give with a teaspoon or a gallon of container? With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Look what Paul say here. Paul is asking us to give with all our heart. Are we measuring with a small container or are we giving plenty? And whatever you are given there is going to be given to you exactly as we are given. So what God is saying to us here, if we are happily sharing all whatever we have, God will abundantly bless us with whatever we give to other people. We receive much abundantly to him. So my brother, as God keeps you alive day by day, let your service flow to other people so that God will give you abundant blessing. In Jesus' name I pray.
As you're still deciding for the good news you have heard, I wish you all the best of your time by listening to this music.
you have any other questions or comments concerning our programs, you write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or call us on 07-827-80867. We are ready to meet your interest anytime.
May God bless you all as you're still struggling with this week.
We shall be coming with another one next week at this same time and same frequency.
Hope to meet next time on the same station.
Thanks. I'm Miriam and William.